Jason Bielski joins us today. I know that, obviously, we may be seeing some people from Washington County who are coming to work over in Brazos County now with this going on.
Absolutely, and we're fortunate and in Bryan Coliseum that we do have job opportunities for our residents, and oftentimes not enough employees to fill some of those positions. When we recruit companies and businesses here, they do look at us regionally for the employment and labor base that we have in a seven-county BVCOG region. And so there are opportunities for our brothers and sisters in Washington County and Brenham to work here, whether on a temporary basis or long-term basis. And we do hope and pray that Bluebell does bounce back. I don't mean to brag when I say this, but I still have a freezer full of Bluebell ice cream. So you don't realize what you had until it's gone.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I don't know if I'd say that out loud if I
know, but I'm not going to tell you which freezer it's in and what location. So it's I am out of homemade vanilla, and I'm going to tell you that there's no one else that has homemade vanilla like Bluebell, and still have cookies and cream, but we eat it slow. We don't eat as much. I feel like I'm on a diet, you know. We do appreciate it, and hope that they bounce back here shortly in the next few months, because we definitely need some more homemade vanilla. And it's like anything. I'm sure every ice cream company's probably got the same issues, and it's part of the food industry. But they're making a change, and like I said, it has created a negative impact on the economy in Washington County and Brenham. And anything we can do here in Bryan Coliseum with job opportunities, we'll do so.
Well, you know, and I've mentioned before, I have a friend who's in health inspection for the federal government, and he said it's a razor's edge. We are so close to salmonella contamination every day. I mean, every day. And it's just, you need to be aware of how your food's prepared, and if you're preparing it at home, you kind of got control of that. But if you're out someplace, it can be a different deal. Absolutely. We talked just, you were able to comment after our interview 2 weeks ago, but really it's the first opportunity we've had to expand a little bit on the idea that there are now going to be buses that will be taking people to the A&M football games based on parking in the garage in downtown Bryan. First of all, what is that as far as a boon for business on game days in your view? And then we'll talk about maybe the mechanics of it. But first, the boon in business.
Absolutely. Well, we're in uncharted waters, Scott. The city council and the city of Bryan has been advocating to bring some of those fan buses and transportation options and parking options to Bryan, and particularly to downtown Bryan for game day when they had had to find a new location. That was something we talked about, and again, the council advocated for that. We think it could be good for businesses, not only in just downtown Bryan, but all of Bryan. You're going to go from point A to point B and all things in between. You have the opportunity to stop and buy gas, pick up a hamburger, shop, and spend some of those out-of-town dollars in the city limits of Bryan. So we're excited about that. The logistics, we're unsure. I'm sure the very first football game, I'll probably get some calls, and may have some people parking in front of businesses that get out, jump on the bus, and head to the ball game and never to be seen again for 2 or 3 hours. We will figure out the best way to handle it, best way to get the folks to utilize our 1,100 space parking garage in downtown Bryan next to the courthouse. So it's an underutilized advantage that we have there, and I know everyone's busy on game days, and now we'll have more opportunities to bring the business into Bryan.
So, and again, much like A&M has the challenges, and that's always been an organic program that changed from week to week, actually, as we looked at traffic flow. Same thing can happen in downtown Bryan. What you do week of game one may be different by the time you get to the third or fourth week in the season.
Absolutely, Scott. We'll adapt as best we can, and we'll learn from each game experience and make sure we make improvements on that.
You know, we haven't seen the plat, or I haven't seen the plat for the new Blinn campus on the west side, but as time goes on, I mean, I would think they wouldn't have Saturday classes. Would that end up being a situation where Bryan would be involved at all, or would that be a deal between, say, A&M and Blinn if that were to happen, that they have empty parking spaces available?
We haven't talked about that yet. It's a possibility there that depending on how many parking spaces are available there. Of course, we utilize the current Blinn campus for Texas Reds and other activities that we have throughout Bryan, and particularly in downtown Bryan, and have run shuttles back and forth. So, that being on the outskirts of of town on the west side on the bypass, minutes, maybe within two lights of two mm-hmm. to three lights of campus, that could be an opportunity. And I think we'd be happy to work with A&M and Blinn and introducing that possibility and seeing if it would be beneficial for everyone involved.
Certainly. What other kind of things as far as development is concerned? You know, we talked about some new hotels are opening up in Bryan, and great opportunities for more hot money. That's what I look at it as. It's a real revenue generator. But what else is on the radar screen as far as development in Bryan that you might be able to share with us today?
Well, we're always excited about the new hotels moving into Bryan. You have to understand, Scott, it wasn't during my last 10 years on the Bryan City Council. We had a handful of hotels that were thriving in the city limits of Bryan. Most of them have been in the city limits of College Station. So now that we're seeing a lot of new hotels popping up, I can't keep up with them anymore, honestly. Used to be a big, you know, news release. Now they're popping up and under construction. Mm-hmm. Before we realize it. So, and those monies, those dollars, those hot taxes, as the mayor of College Station mentioned a few weeks ago, can be used for regional parks and those type of venues since our legislation has changed. So that's a positive impact on Bryan and College Station. With that comes retail opportunities. I probably see more opportunities that are coming Bryan's way, being in the real estate market, than necessarily that I see at City Hall. I am aware of several new shopping centers, a lot of new restaurants that are coming this way, retail centers, and everything that comes with it. So we've got a lot of land in Bryan to develop that's underdeveloped and in close to campus, close to the borders. Both west sides and east sides are thriving. We're starting to see a lot of redevelopment in our central business corridors, and need to continue to work in those areas to redevelop some of those big boxes along Texas Avenue and Briarcrest and Villa Maria. So a lot of opportunities, but we're fortunate the economy is the way it is in Bryan and in College Station. And, you know, with all the wonderful things going on at Texas A&M University, will also bring us some more opportunities for new development. But those are sales tax dollars that can go a long way with our infrastructure improvements and everything else we do.
Jason Majewski here, obviously he's in the real estate business. We had Martin Zimmerman in a couple of weeks ago, last week, talking about development and how obviously there's six unrelateds that can now live in special areas in College Station. They have taken that action. But there's also an area that abuts the College Station, right where Bryan and College Station touch on Old College, where they're looking at doing the same type of thing. Now, given that area right there around Cherry Creek, and I think Cherry Creek has got a phase two that's about to open up over there as well, or begin the construction there as well, what is your feeling as one member of council about maybe having the same type of situation in that portion of Bryan where you could have, for instance, six unrelated living in the same structure?
Well, Scott, we haven't talked about it. You and I have had conversations on the side about some of the redevelopment in some of the older neighborhoods that are on the borders of Bryan College Station, close to campus. I was actually out listing a house yesterday in some of those neighborhoods and was amazed. Folks are buying up houses, mm-hmm. Demoing the houses and putting, I guess what they call them in College Station, the ag shacks.
Yeah.
And, you know, you blink and they're here, you know, and you think you're in College Station, you're now in Bryan. And so it is something that we'll have to look into. And we've had a lot of redevelopment down South College, Old College. You know, I think a lot of folks don't realize where the borders of Bryan College Station actually lie, and a lot of that development is now spilling over into Bryan, and you're seeing a lot of redevelopment. A lot of the retail establishments around there and restaurants are excited about it. It brings in a new population, but if you've been living in that house in that neighborhood for 50 years, a lot of those are older neighborhoods, and you've got this new development sprouting up, that's something we need to look at and make sure it works well and fits well with the neighborhoods. I think they had a piece on the news last night about some deals, developments in College Station, nails all over the streets and trash blown in the yards. And so that's something we have to be cognizant about. And again, this is relatively new to the city of Bryan. You know, we've always been the home to a lot of professors and staff and faculty. We always assumed all the college students live in College Station. Well, there's quite a few in Bryan. We saw that with the bus routes when we had our representatives from transportation here at a council meeting in the past few months was somewhat amazed on how many college students do reside in the city of Bryan. And being in the real estate business, I'm aware of that. But like I said, there is a shift, and there are affordable opportunities, and you know, some of the opportunities close to campus and College Station are expensive, so they'll look on the opposite end of the border.
Let me ask you about this, because my first thought now, because my concern about the ultra-high saturation in College Station at Northgate is parking. So this ends up possibly being an expense for Bryan from the standpoint of maybe increased code enforcement will be necessary if you have that density.
Well, we've talked about increasing our code enforcement citywide to begin with. That's something we're going to be talking during our budget process over the next month or so. You know, I think majority of the council would like to see increased code enforcement, not only in the neighborhoods we're talking about now, but in some of the other neighborhoods throughout Bryan. And we've got a long way to go, a lot of catching up to do in regards to some code enforcement violations. And So I think it would be good to look at adding additional code enforcement officers to the staff, and that would be something that we could add to their responsibility and kind of oversee, see what College Station's doing, what they're doing right, and what we can do. Again, that's fair to both sides, the builders, the developers, the occupants in the new developments, and the residents that have been in the existing neighborhoods for many years.
Sure. Well, it's in some ways a good problem to have, but it does need to be policed properly. What else you have for us today?
Well, Scott, today, July 15th, is Superheroes. There's a Superheroes Party, part of the Children's Summer Reading Program at the Clara B. Mounts Library. It's 10 o'clock to noon. It's free. For more information, log on to bryantx.gov. Also want to mention the Parks and Recreation Month Photo Contest is underway. City of Bryan's hosting the Parks and Recreation's Photo Contest. The contest invites amateur and professional photographers of all ages to enter their best images taken at any parks and recreational facilities in Bryan. Eligible locations include Bryan Parks, the Aquatic Center, Lake Bryan, etc. The contest will run from July 1st through the end of July, and the winner will receive a $100 prepaid Visa gift card. And finally, Moonlight Movies. Celebrate National Parks and Recreation Month with our Moonlight Movie Series. All movies in the 2015 Moonlight Movie Series begin at dusk. There'll be children's activities and concessions, snow cones. They begin at 6:30 each evening. Families are encouraged to bring blankets, chairs, picnics, and other outdoor necessities, maybe some bug spray. And the next one is Tuesday, July 1st. Surf's Up is the movie, and it'll be at Henderson Harbor.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Scott, thank you, sir.
Yep, that's Jason Mayansky, Mayor of Bryan.